Caribbean Report.
It's official, Bahamians are going to the polls on the 2nd of May. Police killings of robbery suspects in Jamaica condemned by a local human rights group, and mandatory sentencing of convicts in the OECS set to become a thing of the past. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Bahamians are going to the polls in the general election on the 2nd of May. Outgoing Prime Minister Hubert Ingram made the announcement in an address to the nation last night. Taking his governing Free National Movement into the poll will be leader-designate Tommy Turnquest, the current tourism minister. He'll be up against the Progressive Liberal Party of opposition leader Perry Christie. The governing FNM is going into the election not only with an untried leader, but also with a recent defeat of a referendum on constitutional changes. As BBC Caribbean reports Jerome Sawyer, what impact this would have?
The government is going to have to deal with increasing momentum of the opposition party. They're also going to have to deal with trying to feel out a new leader to see where his strengths are in leading the party. Also, you're talking about a party that has really been dependent upon the prime minister to carry them through the last two elections. So they are in effect, standing on their own this time around.
How much of a difference will Hubert Ingram not being at the helm make?
I think it's a double-edged sword for them. There is no question that he was responsible for their last two victories.